morning, and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet. I'm here in the studio with Laurent Landis. The late Patty Fink is taking Thanksgiving off. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Our guests today are Mark and Bo Jimenez. They are known as the trespassing marrying couple.
I was going to say, what are they known for?
the couple that tried to get married in Texas got arrested for it in Texas for just doing something that three states voted to allow, six states do allow, District of Columbia allows, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 countries allow, two other countries recognize, two countries that I know of are trying to legalize, five other states are talking about legalizing, and that is two people getting married.
Yeah.
And it's just a real difficult thing for some people to wrap their heads around. How do you change these laws? Because you'll be marrying your toaster. it's real easy. Instead of one woman, one man, it's two people. Yeah. Well, there'll be polygamy. So how's that polygamy thing going for you, Mark?
Oh, it's not working yet. So, but I'm happy that I do have my one man, and we did get married. You know, they told us we couldn't.
Right. But you did anyway, huh?
We did it. So,
very beautiful wedding, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I had to work that night.
I did too, but of course, I saw the lovely photos, and I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but it looked like it was very lovely.
Well, of course, we put everything on YouTube.
And we've been torturing people on Facebook with all of our various pictures we posted from the thing. We finally did get our CD of the wedding pictures, so I've been very busy with that.
Ah, good.
Good.
Let's just, for anybody who hasn't heard, because when you were on before, Mark, Bo, you had to work that morning. We used to be on at 7 in the morning, so some people work. Mark, you were on, and I'm calling you Mark, but Mark Major, a lot of people just really know you as Major. Tell us about what happened originally, and what led up to what happened. Tell us the story.
Well, originally we met, we fell in love. I asked him if he wanted to get married, and he said yes. And so then, that was just going to be our plan to get married. But honestly, that was a Saturday. That next Monday was when President Obama came out for marriage equality. And we were talking about it, and I'm like, if the president's for it, then we should just really, as a country, wrap ourselves around this. And I said, and we should go make our stand here in Texas and let them know, that these are unjust laws, you're violating our civil rights. So it was really President Obama that prompted us to go seek a marriage license.
Okay, so you decided on to do this on what day?
Well, the Saturday morning was the morning that he proposed, and we did talk about it pretty much that entire day, over pancakes, of course. And I've told that story before, but if you want, I can
tell it. You haven't told it on our show.
Okay. Well, that morning he got up really early and went out of the house to make us a breakfast. And it was pancakes and bacon and scrambled eggs, all the good stuff. Mm-hmm. Blueberry pancakes. And I cut into one of the pancakes and I found a little bit of sort of plastic stuff in there. I thought it might be some of the packaging, and it's the first time he'd ever made me breakfast, so of course I didn't want to say anything. I just kind of pushed it off to the side with my fork and ignored it and kept on eating. Delicious. And then I kind of suspected it was something else because it didn't look quite right, and it turned out it was a ring wrapped in cellophane. So I picked it up and unwrapped it, and by the time I had even unwrapped it, he was on one knee beside my chair. And he asked me to marry him. And, of course, I said yes.
Now, that is husband material. Uh-huh. That's really sweet.
So then you decided on what date to go down and apply for your marriage license.
Well, we decided to choose July 5th as our date to go apply for it because of the Declaration of Independence. And that was the first, day after the holiday. So we went down there and figured we would just say, you're denying us our civil rights. We're promised all these things that you're saying that we aren't worthy of. So that's why we chose that date.
Okay, so now, what was the reaction of the people at the Marriage Bureau? It wasn't what you'd expect. This is Dallas. This isn't like, Tarrant County. Or one of those conservative counties, Collin County.
Yeah, Collin County.
You know, our the majority of the people down there that we always deal with, they are for our cause. They're just, their hands are tied because of unjust laws. And, you know, for them to break the law would probably mean them losing their job. So, you know, we've been told by a couple of the staff down there that if they could do it, they would. They just can't.
Okay, so here's what really happened. One of the people from the Marriage Bureau, she comes out, takes them into a separate room, and she's telling them and explaining to them why she can't issue this license. She's in tears. She was absolutely, she was like, I just can't.
You know, so, and a lot of people, you know, I saw a recent thing, I think it was this morning, and it said, you know, the latest polls are 53% of Americans are in favor of marriage mm-hmm. equality. So that's a majority. Mm-hmm. And, if they understood, if the general population understood that, you know, we're not asking to redefine religion. We just want to have a marriage license. What you do with your church weddings, you know, that's their business.
You weren't going to the Catholic Church and saying, but I have a license, now you have to marry.
Right.
And you don't plan to do that.
We don't plan to do that at all.
Yeah.
You know, we've had our marriage. Mm-hmm. We've had our wedding ceremony. We just need the piece of paper that will make it recognized here in the state of Texas.
Right. Right. Okay, so you went to the Marriage Bureau. I'm calling it the Marriage Bureau. Is that what it's actually called here?
Well, it's the marriage license counter in the records building.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get married here.
That's right. You so got married in some foreign country.
Yes, a great foreign country.
Darn Canadian. You were denied.
Right.
Okay, so what happened? Because this is really why you're here. This is what you're fighting right now.
Right.
Well, after we were denied, we decided to go out and get in line anyway. And we handcuffed ourselves to each other and sat down in the front of the line because our intention was to be served. And we were up next, and we were going to get our license one way or the other. And what they did is just basically took the line around us. And each time they called somebody, we would say, well, we're next. And course, they just looked at us like we were crazy and took the next person in line behind us mm-hmm. each time, and we decided we were going to stay there until we got served, which didn't happen. So at the end of the day, they told us that we had to get up and leave. We explained that we weren't going to leave because we hadn't been served yet, and they told us that they would arrest us for trespassing if we did not get up and leave. And we still at that point decided we're not going to leave because we didn't get what we came for.
We didn't get served. You know, we didn't get the piece of paper that everybody else in that line got.
How did the other people in line react who were stepping around you going up next?
You know, when they would say, when one of the clerks would say next, and we would, each time we'd say we're next, mm-hmm. the couples would kind of stop and they'd look down at us, and then I would explain to them, but they're not going to give us a marriage license, so go ahead and go. And, you know, some people would say, oh, you know, sorry about that, or, you know, there was never anything negative from anybody in the
line. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Mostly they were just kind of...
There was one couple that came up that you were sitting next to that actually didn't understand the whole story. You explained it to them. And they were fascinated by it, really. And they just said, well, good luck. And, you know, when are you planning to get married? And, you know, Major and Beau said to them, we're thinking of, and you gave a date, and when are you thinking of getting there? Well, good luck to you, too. You know, it was really friendly and festive.
Well, she hugged us both and told us good luck. Yeah. You know, it was very nice.
I just thought it was a really interesting scene that, you know, here you see the same-sex couple tie themselves together because they're not getting served to get a marriage license, and you see these straight couples stepping around them to get their marriage licenses, and I thought it was just a great way for them to see for themselves, okay, well, if you did give them a license, how does this affect our marriage? And it doesn't at all.
Right, because that's the big argument, that same-sex marriage will affect opposite-sex marriage somehow.
Yeah, I still haven't put the dots together on that.
You know, we've had same-sex marriage in several states now for a number of years, and I haven't seen the decline or the fall of, you know.
Well, there has been an effect. Do you know the state with the lowest divorce rate?
Which state?
Massachusetts.
It's Massachusetts. Do you know number two?
Which one?
Vermont.
Ah, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it has had an effect on marriage.
The sky hasn't fallen.
Nice.
Right. You know, I haven't put the dust together on
that one. Okay, so the reason you're back today, because, you know, we talked about this back over the summer. The reason you're back today is, Bo, you have your first court hearing. Now, even though you were handcuffed together, these are separate cases, aren't they?
Yes, and in fact, our first arrest actually showed, I think it was yours, that was a city of Dallas arrest, and mine was a county of, or the other way around. Mm-hmm. Either way, one showed a city of Dallas arrest, and the other one showed a Dallas County arrest. Which
that's
is
interesting. Is it
departments.
Because there were police, there were sheriff's people, police or city, sheriff's or county? Did
that
it just
was,
have to do with who filled
that
out the
paperwork?
That was
something that still confuses us. I have no idea why it showed two different ones.
I'm lost on that one also.
That's interesting.
Well, you know, it took 12 to 14 officers to arrest us,
mm-hmm.
so I'm sure that...
Well, because you're big and tough.
I guess maybe that's what it was.
I'm not confused about why they have separate cases, but why one is the city of Dallas.
Why do you think it's separate cases?
Most.
I mean, because everything they did it together. They were handcuffed together. They went up and they went up to the counter together. They applied together.
If most criminal cases are, and like in a murder case, if it was three people involved with a murder, usually they have separate trials for each individual who's mm-hmm. been charged.
In Texas.
So,
and when we see multiple defendants, that's other states that are mm-hmm, doing that, mm-hmm. not Texas. Okay.
Yeah, so that doesn't surprise me, but why one is a county case and why one is the city of Dallas? That's kind of interesting.
The only thing I can figure on that is who filled out the paperwork.
Yes. Right. That's what I was thinking as well.
But interestingly enough, if you guys were married and they called one of you to testify against the other, you would have the legal right not to do
right.
so.
You wouldn't have to do that.
You wouldn't have to do that. Now, you'd be forced to do
okay,
it.
Okay, so since this is going to be, the whole point of this is to prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
If this goes to trial, and Bo, you have your first court date this week, first court appearance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We don't know exactly what's going to go on, but what are you thinking is going to go on?
Well, according to our attorneys, I'm supposed to appear in front of, I think it was the DA or maybe a judge.
Both.
I'm really not sure, but so they may or may not offer me at that point a plea bargain.
Mm-hmm.
But they should offer something or at least give me a thought on the direction that they're going. And
but this is not a trial that you're going to this week.
No. Right, okay. Right. And at that point, the options really are I want a full dismissal because we did accomplish our goal. We didn't hurt anybody doing it. We got the attention we wanted to on the subject of marriage equality. So either
and you really weren't in anyone's way. Nobody in the marriage counter place in the county, whatever building. See, I have it. Is that exactly
you're
what you called
close.
It, Laurent? I'm getting closer. Nobody
getting
there
closer.
Was filing a complaint against you.
Right.
Even
you didn't
the police,
do anything. You
yeah,
didn't
even
strike
the police officers who were there. Yeah, the police officers who were there. The whole thing was friendly all afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They were helpful and actually talked to us ahead of time to find out, you know, what they should expect, what we should expect. It was really, it wasn't a bad experience.
It was done very
overall.
Professionally.
Yeah, yeah.
But friendly, and there were no complaints, and by complaints I mean nobody from the marriage counter who were behind the counter, nobody afterwards said that was the worst day of my life and I can't believe what these people did to me and, you know, just let me at them and I'm going to testify against them. There's none of that going on here.
Right.
This really is a display of civil disobedience.
Right. And I guess what I mean is, and I thought my job was in jeopardy, there was none of that.
Right.
Right. Okay, so Tuesday you're going to go down to the courthouse. 8 in the morning, what's going on?
Well, we're going to have a rally at 8 o'clock in the morning for those people that are in support of marriage equality. You know, they can come out, you can hold your signs. It's going to be right there in front of the Frank Crowley building. We'll be wearing our little white marriage equality ribbons, which we brought one for each one of y'all.
Thank you.
And I brought one for Patty, but I don't think she exists.
I will get it to her. You're right, because she wasn't here last time. That's why we call her the late Patty thing.
But these were made by our friend Pamela in Florida, actually. And but we're going to have people out there just, you know, taking a stand for our civil rights and their civil rights and all of our civil rights. And so we'll have about a one-hour rally in front of the building, and then we'll head on up with our attorneys and see what the next stage is.
Okay, so that's at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. You go into the Crowley Courts building. And how long are your attorneys expecting this to last?
We're not really certain. The first time that we actually went there, it was maybe an hour inside the building, and we never actually had to appear in front of the judge. Our attorneys went in and came back out and said it was postponed. So this time, being that we have to actually physically be there and see a person, I have no idea how long it could be. A couple of hours, I would guess.
And again, Dallas County's tactic is going to be ignore the marriage equality part of it, because they're not going to win on that one in Dallas. What they're going to go after is strictly the trespassing. So how are your attorneys saying that you're going to address that, if you have to?
If it's anything less than a full dismissal, we're going to push for a jury trial so that we have the ability to speak in court and make them aware that we weren't just these people who showed up on public property after hours, and that's why we were arrested for trespassing. We want them to know the reason behind it and have a jury of our peers actually look at us and say, you're not equal.
And the whole story.
Exactly.
Have people tell the whole story.
Yes, we want the background behind it and all of that.
Okay, so since, Major, you can't claim immunity from testifying, and your attorneys know that, they'll use you to their advantage to tell the story, of you know, why you wanted to get married, tell the romantic story, tell the story of being at the counter, and her name's Melinda, right?
Melinda.
Melinda's the one who was in tears. You know, being in tears, but you know, she couldn't do it. She did a good job of doing her job. She couldn't issue it. And then what you did afterwards.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
What could the county do to you to hold it against Bo?
Well, we're told that, I don't want to give them any ideas.
Yeah. Well, and see, what I'm thinking is, I'm thinking the opposite. I'm thinking they call you, and the beginning of your answer is, well, if our marriage was recognized, you could never have called me.
Right.
Right.
That's a
however,
good idea.
And then answer. Without being belligerent, you're just pointing out to the jury that in each case, and please answer the question. Please answer the question. I am answering the question.
Right.
I'm happy to answer.
You know,
question.
I'm thinking if whose ever case, if it ends up in trial, there's going to be at different times. Let's say, Bo, if yours went first and you were found not guilty. I got a feeling that the state or Dallas County would just probably turn around and drop the charges against you.
Well, you know, coincidentally, the day that we had our second protest, they were trying the people in North Carolina for similar actions earlier this year. And the day before our protest, they went to trial and they found two of them innocent. And the day of our protest, they just dismissed the other three.
See? Yeah, which might happen. We need to take a break. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. Our guests are Mark and Bo Jimenez. We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas. Voted best radio station for 2 years in a row by the Dallas Observer.
Recycle Revolution is a local recycling collection service and community drop-off center. They collect and accept all traditional recyclables, including paper, plastic, aluminum, cardboard, and glass, as well as materials like TVs, computers, lamps, light bulbs, batteries, ballast, and styrofoam. They offer collection services to apartments, condos, and businesses. They also offer a community drop-off located at 1703 Chestnut Street in Dallas. For more information, 214-566-3025 or recyclerevolutiondallas.com.
Tune in every Saturday morning for KNON Speak Up Saturdays. Speak Up Saturday starts at 7 a.m. with an expanded church information and forum hosted by Reverend Marion Barnett, a news and politics show for you. Then at 9 a.m., it's the Workers' Bee, hosted by Gene Lance, sponsored by the CWA, a show for workers' rights. At 10 a.m., the Dallas Observer presents Jim Schutz, Get Off My Lawn, with the other side of the news. Wrapping up Speak Up Saturdays at 11 a.m. is Lambda Weekly with David Tappan, the longest-running LGBTQ talk show in the country. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning to Speak Up Saturdays right here on KNON 89.3 FM, the voice of the people.
Hello, I'm Christina from the interwebs, and I listen to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
All right, I'll kick this news off with, it's not gay news, but it's big entertainment news for us Dallasites here. We lost a great TV icon late last night. JR died.
Yeah. Larry Hagman.
Yeah.
That was, you know, it's one of those things. God, was that a dumb show? And the reboot of it, God, is that a dumb show? I felt terrible when I saw that. Oh.
Yeah. You know, I've never seen any of the episodes of the reboot. I heard it was actually okay.
If you like the old one, you like the new one.
Okay.
I liked him better as Major Nelson when he was in Dream of Genie.
Dream of Genie.
Yeah, he was 81. What was the cause of death?
Throat cancer.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm glad they had been talking about getting that show back on the air for years.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they finally were able to put the whole thing together and he had a season before he died.
Yeah.
I just think that's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. Now that a second young man has made accusations of underage sex, Kevin Clash, a longtime voice and puppeteer behind Sesame Street's Elmo character, resigned on Tuesday. In a statement, Kevin said that he did not want to divert attention away from the important work that Sesame Street does and that he is deeply sorry for leaving. Now, I just find this whole story just kind of a little
baffling. Well, he's denied the whole thing.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't denied having sex with them. He's denying that he knew they were underage.
Oh, okay.
But one of the first accuser, just accused, he's not, and that's it. The second one who just came forth this week, he has filed a $5 million lawsuit. He's now 24 years old. At the time, he was 15. And he says that he didn't realize till recently that he has suffered adverse psychological and emotional effects. So, you know, I just don't know. I mean, Kevin Clash, I think he's 52. So, you know, he was, mid-40s when this happened. I don't know. When you meet somebody that young, even if they say they're 18, that's just too close for comfort for me. Right. Dude, you got to go. You know, I mean, seriously. So, I don't know if he's looking at any jail time, if this is actually proven. But his career is definitely over with, and that's unfortunate.
Yep. Now, did I hear that the first accuser backtracked?
And he said that he backtracked because he was paid off.
Uh-huh. And then he retracted.
Then he retracted. So, I don't know.
This is all about money. But
it's all about money, exactly.
It's a sad thing.
It is. RuPaul's drag contest show, RuPaul's Drag Race, has been picked up yet again by Logo for a fifth season, which I believe makes it the longest running show on Logo.
I'm sure.
None of the shows last for more than a season or two.
Yeah, because
they pretty much throw out
there what they do to their the companies that they buy shows from. However, Del Shores would tell you that he never got paid.
Oh, that's right. You're right about that.
I know.
The show has gone from a cult hit to a certified pop culture phenomenon with a devoted and diverse following ranging from soccer moms to the Hollywood royalty. Not only has the prize winnings for the title of America's Next Drag Superstar increased to a whopping $100,000, David, I think you and I need to go dress up in drag for the show. The guest judges have also become
bigger.
Which
of us would look worse?
I don't know.
I think you would both be pretty in two ways.
Aren't you sweet? I think I look horrible. Next season, Britney Spears, Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, and this one really shocks me. Even country superstar straight man Keith Urban is going to be a guest judge on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, wow.
Nicole Kidman must be really, really working on him.
She's a good influence.
I think that's great. And a first, four openly gay actors are nominated for the People's Choice Awards in the same category for a favorite comedic TV actor. Glee's Chris Colfer, Modern Family's Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Jim Parsons of Big Bang Theory, and Neil Patrick Harris of How I Met Your Mother.
What's the category? Best gay actor?
It should be. Best comedic actor.
Oh, okay. Best gay comedic actor.
Yes. The award show will air on January 9th.
Okay, now we can ask Arnold, who's our trivia expert on this kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Is that the first time in a major award show that all the nominees in one category were gay?
There is one more in there I didn't mention, but he's not gay.
Oh, and that's, well, that screws it up.
Yeah, that screws it up. Yeah, and see, that's, what's his name, who plays...
That's just Lassie reporting the run.
Mitchell's partner on the show, he's nominated in the same category.
Oh, but he plays gay.
Yes, so he plays gay. Okay, well, then I guess that counts. Charges that Madonna broke a homophobic censorship ban in Russia have been dropped. At the same time, lawmakers in Moscow have vetoed a proposed anti-gay bill. It was because of her concert last year, actually earlier this year, that they wanted to charge her with a promotion of homosexuality. And despite
okay,
a court
summons...
Okay, so
here's what I don't understand about that. She's on stage.
She's on stage.
She doesn't speak Russian. People in St. Petersburg don't speak English. They went for the music.
Yes.
What kind of promoting of homosexuality? I mean, they were just out to get her.
Right.
I mean, well...
No, seriously, how much of a message really got through?
I don't know. And that's probably why the court just said, let's just throw this out. Uh-huh.
More of a message got through with them arresting her
exactly.
than
right, exactly.
what would have gone through
oh,
there.
Oh,
which hopefully will be the same outcome with you
no,
guys.
The message hopefully. Was sent around the world.
It was.
As opposed to just staying within this one small arena and probably three quarters of the people there didn't even register.
Didn't even get it.
Yeah.
So... That's all I got.
Ah, okay. We are talking to Major and Beau. They are the couple that applied for their marriage license back on July 5th. They wouldn't leave the county records building and got arrested. Arrested for trespassing and are being charged with trespassing, but really the issue that'll be fought is marriage equality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, marriage equality. You know, they can call it what they want, and even, you know, we... Believe it or not, as lovable as we are, we have a lot of haters out there, even within the gay community, that have been saying, you know, y'all did this wrong, you're not promoting anything, you're not going to advance any cause at all. And but you know what? It was criminal trespass, but none of that would happen with a simple piece of paper and a $75 transaction.
See, I guess I shouldn't be, but I guess I'm a little surprised you're getting any backlash from others in the GLBT community. I get so upset when I hear that, because it's like, whatever advances we have made, it's because of people like you. I mean, come on, this stuff didn't happen overnight. People just woke up one day and said, oh, well, we're going to give them their rights. It's because of people like you who have made sacrifices and put yourselves out there that have advanced causes. So I don't, that just annoys me.
Now, the fact that you could actually go to jail for this, because each of these carries a six-month prison term plus a $2,000 fine, and it could just be less. I mean, it's a first offense, and,
right.
you know, normally for a first offense, you're not giving the maximum penalty. However, if you piss off the district attorney enough by saying, no, I'm not going to accept any kind of plea bargain, I'm not going to talk to you about it, just dismiss the whole thing. No, I'm not going to dismiss it. And it goes to trial. You're going to have a district attorney who's going to push for as much as that person can get.
Mm-hmm. Well, we knew that going in. Mm-hmm. We knew the maximum risk. We had actually talked about it, that could be up to 6 months and a hefty fine.
Mm-hmm.
And we accepted that going in. And the reason that we did that is because if they do that, worst case scenario, yeah, it's going to be really hard on us. I don't actually know how I would survive 6 months separated from him. That would be really difficult. But if they do that, it's going to give this even more attention than it's already gotten, and that was the point of doing it in the first place.
You're saying 6 months separated, it would be, you wouldn't be serving concurrently, necessarily. What's going on, Major, with your case?
That's a good question.
I know it's a good question. I only ask good questions.
My cases seem to have disappeared right at the moment. I can't get anything from, our attorneys can't find anything, And because of my second arrest, they tripled my bond the second time I was in jail. And they wouldn't let me release money to Bo. And, you know, you can only get so much money out of the ATM at a time. So he had to wait for either the banks to open or the bail bonds to come through. Whichever came first was how he was getting me out of jail that night. And the bond came through first. So I have to call in every Monday to, you know, report
just
in.
Just report that you're still in town, that you're not skipping out on your bail.
Right. And I do have to tell them if I go out of the state, which I've had to do. So, but each time they've told me your next court schedule is, and they would give me a date, and all of a sudden they stop doing that. Mm-hmm. They say, you know, we don't have anything, but thank you for checking in. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure where it is, actually.
So what I'm saying is, you're saying 6 months separation. I'm saying, let's say it's the maximum. You get 6 months, and it's sometime while you're in prison that, Major, you even go up for trial.
Right.
So, because if you reject any plea bargain this time, Bo, and it's scheduled for trial, with your case, Major, being lost in the paperwork somewhere, it could be a six-month separation between the two trials.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking year and a half separation, yeah. Assuming maximum penalty, which we're actually assuming.
And assuming that he actually, even if he got that much time, that he actually served that much time.
First, they got to find 12 people to convict us.
Exactly.
Or however many they're going to use for that particular case.
It's a misdemeanor. That would be a smaller jury. A jury of six?
Six?
Yes.
Okay.
So 12 between the two of us.
And it doesn't have to be a unanimous verdict, does it?
That I'm not for sure of. Of course, on murder charges, absolutely. But misdemeanors, I think the same thing, but I'm not for sure.
Okay, I'm not sure.
We'll have to check into that.
We'll have to check into that. If it's jail time, maybe it does have to be unanimous verdict.
I think the only thing that's different in my really non-attorney head here, but from my experience, the threshold is much lower.
Mm-hmm.
Of the burden of proof is much lower in their case than it would be in a murder case.
Okay.
So it's kind of stacked up against you.
Well, we're going to take them on anyway.
Yeah, as you should.
You know, we want to have them look us in the eye and tell us we're not worthy if they're going to do that. You know, look at us, tell us.
Right.
And that'll be a sad day. But I would just be as happy if they look at us and say, you know, we're for you guys. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
We talked a little bit about this before the show. As everybody knows who listens to the show, my husband and I got married in Canada. And a lot of same-sex couples have gotten married in other places besides the state that they live in. And some people say, why did you do it? It's not recognized in your home state. And everybody has kind of a different answer. Have you all thought about going elsewhere to get a marriage license?
We've talked about it, but our goal is to get married in our home state where we live. We are Texans. We love Texas. And this is where we want our marriage to happen
good,
and be recognized.
Mm-hmm. Totally understand that.
And you don't have children. Laron was about to get pregnant, and he didn't want his daughter to be
a bastard.
A bastard.
Nice, nice. And how is she? What kind of fun things is she doing these days?
She's four this month.
Next month.
Yeah,
she'll be
in
four
December.
Next month.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Four.
And just won't shut up.
So she hasn't asked for the car yet?
Not yet.
Almost.
Yeah, just wait till this year.
Right.
You don't have the same reason to want to get married now. I mean, you do want to get married now, but that you don't need that marriage license. You and Danny Laron own a house together. You were having a daughter. You wanted both names on the marriage, on the birth certificate, mm-hmm. which is why you had Gabrielle in another state,
right?
And do all the things that Texas won't let you do.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and ultimately, Danny and I, because again, we get this question also: why did you do it? Your home state's not going to recognize it. I just thought, I don't want to wait. It's something I've always wanted to do. Texas may never recognize
but
it.
But both of the names are on the birth certificate.
Both of the names are on the birth certificate.
And when you went to Maryland, which mm-hmm. this month legalized same-sex marriage, when you went to Maryland, having
a marriage license, there was no question about putting you and Danny.
No, they told us straight up, well, you can't get married here, but we recognize it. So, yeah.
Right. It was one of those states that they did it in increments. They recognized right. same-sex marriage mm-hmm. before they actually mm-hmm. legalized right. same-sex marriage.
But now, as it currently stands, a couple in Texas, a gay couple in Texas, cannot get both names on the birth certificate? Is
That's
that
correct.
My understanding?
That's correct.
With the right judge, you actually can.
Well... I've never seen it.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, that's one of the things they're trying to push.
Not necessarily in this county.
Yeah, there you go.
A little south.
But your
there
attorney
you
would probably know which
there
county.
There you go.
County.
There you go. It's not illegal. They just most counties won't do it.
Yeah. Right, and that's what it is in Texas. It's one of those things that's not illegal.
Yeah.
Right. So you just have to have the right judge.
Right.
And if you go to a judge that will turn you down. You can't then say, okay, I'll go to the next judge. You can refile it, and there's a cost involved there, mm-hmm. and it could go right before the same judge. A couple of counties allow you to judge shop. You can't do that in most counties. And in San Antonio, you can.
Well, yeah, right. And your attorney will know what judge to go and petition.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We share a lot of Facebook friends, but there's one that I have, and they have been successful.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
oh, good.
But
good.
That's probably how they did it here in Texas. Okay, so you're going to court this week. You're hoping that that what's going to be offered is a dismissal.
Yes.
If they were just going to dismiss, wouldn't they have done that just through your attorneys and say, you know what, we're just dropping this? Or does it have to go to court so that it gets filed properly rather than just the DA saying we're not filing anything on this?
I'm pretty sure that they've got it. That's why he has to appear in court, and that's why he has to make his decisions. And he actually has a couple of months, I think, to mull this over.
He doesn't have to. It's not like, how do you plead? I plead guilty.
If they offer him something on Tuesday, he's got a couple of months after that to decide. But I'm fairly certain he'll have a decision for them pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you've decided you're going to do what?
Either full dismissal or jury trial.
Okay. Now, before the show, we were talking a little bit. What about something that's a little bit ambiguous, like pay court costs, but a dismissal?
Well, that I think what you have to do to get that is you have to file a no contest. You plead no contest, which is almost pretty much like, a lot of people don't really understand this, but that's pretty much a plea of guilt.
That right. is a plea of guilt, which
because
they're not going to do.
Because it does end up on your record.
It does end up
right.
on your
no,
record.
They're saying it has to be off the record, but you know what? You wasted a whole lot of our time, and if you pay these costs,
right,
we'll clear the record because we could care less about this. We need to take a break. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Laron Landis. Our guests today are Major and Beau Jimenez, the same-sex marriage couple, the same-sex marriage trespassing in Dallas County couple. We'll be back with more. We need to get a better title for you than that. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas and Fort Worth, chosen the best radio station for music by the Dallas Observer.
KNON thanks you for your pledge to our recent pledge drive. Now is the time to make your pledge count. Send your pledge to KNON's P.O. Box 710909, Dallas, Texas 75371. If you missed our pledge drive, you can still support community radio by pledging on the web at KNON.org. Your pledge only counts if you pay it. That's KNON Box 710909, Dallas, Texas 75371. Be sure you put the name of the show you are supporting on the check, money order, or the envelope. Questions about KNON pledge drive, call 214-828-9500, extension 234.
Want to hear some great Texas blues? KNON has the CD for you. KNON's Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, our latest blues compilation CD to benefit community radio, sponsored by Forever Young Records. This CD features 15 tracks and 60 minutes of great original Dallas-Fort Worth blues from Tutu Jones, Blues Boy Bo, Buddy Whittington, Andrea Dawson, Kirkland James, Sonny Colley, Johnny Red and the Roosters, the Chris Watson Band, the Two Tones, the Rough Cut Blues Band, Jeff Stone and Charlie Love, Dave Millsap, Sirloin and the Ass Kicking Machine, Michael J. and the Paul Bird Band, and J.J. and the Detonators. We're only selling 1,000 copies, and it will never be reissued. Get your copy now at Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie, Record Town in Fort Worth, and in Dallas at Bill's Records and Rewind Music. The CD is available as an MP3 download at KNON.org. All proceeds benefit Community Radio, KNON. For more info on Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, visit us at KNON.org. Get your copy now and hear some real Texas blues. Your ears will thank you for it.
I'm going to listen to Lambda Weekly podcasts at lambdaweekly.com.
And you are listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON.
Hi, this is
I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with LaRon Landis. Our guests are Mark and Bo Jimenez. And I'm calling you Mark and Bo Jimenez. You changed your names legally, didn't you?
Well, I got to tell you, the day that we went to change our names was the same day that we got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole name change thing did go on hold.
Oh, it did go on hold.
Yes,
okay.
Because I don't know, actually, if the judge would say, okay, because we're both changing our name.
And they would say that you're changing it in order to hide from the lawsuit.
Or, you know, I just right in the middle of court cases, I don't think this is probably a good time to
it's
ask the judge to do it.
It's probably a default rule that they just wouldn't allow it when you have pending open cases.
Right. LaRon, and I didn't mean to go right into that because during the break, LaRon said, ooh, I have to talk about the Kill the Gays case.
Well, yeah, the Kill the Gays bill in Uganda. We've been talking about this. This has been
2 years.
2 years they've been talking about doing this. Well, it's going to pass without a doubt next month. And I don't know, it's just crazy that this will become the most draconian anti-gay law in the world. Mm-hmm. Now they're saying
if you're gay, you can be arrested and put to death.
Right. Exactly. Now they're saying they're actually going to take that stipulation out. It's just going to be a life sentence.
Just
a life sentence.
Okay. So in some places, you walk up to the marriage license bureau and you get married. In some places, you go to jail for the rest of your life.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, and I wouldn't be surprised about them following through with that death penalty thing.
Well, and they're saying
right,
that
they can always add it back in when there isn't the same kind of pressure
right.
from a country like the United
right.
States.
Here's the specifics. The law will redefine the criminalization. Aggravated homosexuality is defined as acts committed by parents or authority figures, HIV-positive people, pedophiles, and repeat offenders. If convicted, they will face the death penalty. For the offense of homosexuality. So even just being HIV positive.
That's interesting because in Africa, HIV is really not a gay disease at all.
No, it's not.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, that is
lumped
interesting.
Together there. That seems like it's done for the Western audience.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, you know, there is talk that the reason why this has been even successful is because of some of the funding they're getting from the religious people in this country.
In this country.
Well,
that's
they're
the
just
ones that
chicken.
Started.
Yeah.
They're the ones who started it.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely.
Yeah. Before we, I want to mention something. One of our spots was about Pledge Drive. One of our pledge premiums were tickets to the Chinese Lantern Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Brian and I went last night. It is fabulous. It is something that is not getting lots of publicity. And since I guess they gave us tickets, I guess I can talk about it like a sponsored thing. They have built these wonderful lanterns that are all over the lagoon at Fair Park and on paths, and it's all walled off. You can't see it from outside this area, but they are fabulous. It is like it is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lanterns. Actually, I guess it's in the thousands when you count each of the individual ones. One dragon that must be 50 feet long, a little longer.
Yeah, the entire building. Yeah,
right. The length of one of the buildings.
Wow.
I mean, it is just wonderful. The Chinese Lantern Festival is going on in Fair Park through January 6th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. because it has to be dark. You know, mm-hmm. go more like 6 because it has to be dark. You need to take Gabrielle. She will love it, LaRon.
Okay.
It's expensive. It's Monday to Wednesday, it's like $14. Thursday to Sunday, $19, plus $15 parking. We took DART. It was
cheaper
than
we'll take DART.
Yeah.
She loves DART.
It was wonderful. I love this thing that they're doing. And it's really nice to have something going on in Fair Park other than
the state
three
fair.
Weeks of the fair.
Yeah,
right.
And, I mean, there were hundreds of people there, too.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. Anyway, they were a sponsor of our pledge drive, so
cool.
I just wanted to give a shout-out to them because it is the most creative thing that I have seen go on in this city in I don't know how long. It was just so different. Yeah, I mean, hopefully it'll come back every year in order to have something going on in Fair Park other times of the year, and it's different. I've just never seen anything like it. Anyway, but we're talking to Mark and Bo Jimenez, the Texas gay marriage couple.
You're trying to come up with a cute title.
I'm trying to give them a name that works. Okay, so you tried to change your name, but actually you can't change your name if it's to defraud anything.
Right.
And it could be seen, I guess, while you're going to trial that the reason for this would be for confusion.
Perhaps.
Even though, had you been a heterosexual couple, gotten married during that time, there'd be no question that the woman could change her name to the man's name.
Or vice versa.
Or hyphenate.
Or whatever, yeah. But there'd be no question there. It wouldn't be considered you're doing it for...
to be tricky.
Yeah, to be tricky or anything. And really, that's not why you want to do this. Want to do it because...
Or are you going to hyphenate or change it completely? Or that's up for discussion?
No, recently, I mean... If you Google our names, it's crazy. So we're actually thinking of changing our last name to Hyde, Hyde, because we think that would be kind of fun.
That would be.
When this is all over with.
Right.
I prefer Jekyll.
Well, there is that hyphenated thing in there, so...
Yeah. Do you find it confusing having a daughter...
With a hyphenated last name?
Does she have a hyphenated last name?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you've kept your name, Laurent.
And Danny has kept it.
Danny has his name. Yeah. You haven't hyphenated each other.
Okay. And the thing is, of course, when we got married, we had a chance to do that. I don't know, in Canada, but I don't know how that would, what they say that was actually legal to do here in Texas. I don't know. But we didn't want
should
to do
be.
It anyway.
I mean,
should be.
Yeah, making her write that big old long last name. Oh, you're mean. That's child abuse.
Now, you know what? And she can spell it now.
Good for her.
It's so upsetting that she is that old. I remember when you were going to Maryland to do the dirty deed.
That's right. You were one of the few people who knew about that. But anyway.
And we haven't talked about it much on the air because...
There's no need.
We're a family show.
Exactly.
Y'all are making me blush now. Y'all stop.
You know, marriage equality is really all you're fighting for. And three states legalized marriage. Washington, it should be coming into effect...
December 6th.
Maryland will be...
I'm not for sure.
January 1st. But they haven't decided if they're going to let people apply for licenses. They have a 48-hour waiting period, so they haven't decided if they're going to let people apply for licenses a couple of days ahead of time so they can get married on New Year's Eve. But they're thinking the way the law reads, people won't be able to get married till January 3rd. And then Maine is the tricky one. It has to be certified within 20 days. The governor has to do something in 10 days. And then there's a 30-day waiting period. I think some of that has happened. It could be sometime in December. The latest it could go into effect is like January 6th or 7th, something like that.
Well, definitely by the new year, all 30 states.
By the first week of the new year in Maine. Here's what I think is interesting about some of the other states. Now, in New York, Governor Cuomo... staked his whole career on marriage equality. Mm-hmm. And it paid off. It did pay off. He is as popular as can be. Marriage equality in New York, if you go to New York right now, it's the most normal, boring thing.
Yeah.
There's just nothing to it. It's just, that's what we do.
Right.
So now Rahm Emanuel, who's the mayor of Chicago, he made it one of his top three priorities to get marriage equality through the Illinois legislature. They have civil unions right now. Rhode Island has a civil union law. Rhode Island is the only state in New England that doesn't have marriage equality. So since they passed the marriage, civil union law, it has been fabulously unpopular. I think something like 20 couples have actually gotten a civil union. Because Rhode Island's so tiny, you never live more than 25 miles from a state that has marriage equality, so you just go there. So they're trying to change theirs. New Jersey has a governor that already vetoed marriage equality.
Because they tried to upgrade it. He thinks it should be put to a popular vote.
And it would probably pass, is what it's showing now in the polls.
Well, and that was his argument, and he kind of put a bigger foot in his mouth when he said, I'm sure if blacks had the chance for a popular vote back during the civil rights movement, they would have taken that.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't have.
Because it never would have passed.
It never would have passed. Exactly.
They're talking about Indiana changing their law and doing it through a popular vote, which is interesting now. So there are like four more states, and there were actually one or two. Hawaii.
Hawaii, right.
Now that Hawaii has a Democratic governor again, they're talking about upgrading their civil unions to marriage.
And Hawaii was the state who really got all of this started in the early 90s, mid-90s.
Yeah, they're the ones that started it. And there are one or two other states. I can't even think of what they are right now. But a couple of other states that they're just starting to talk, should we bring this up for a vote?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is real interesting. I hate the idea of bringing these things up.
I do, too. Even if they go in our favor.
Rights.
Exactly. Even if they go in our favor, I hate the idea of voting on it.
I do, too. And that it infuriates me that they even think they can do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm holding out for the Supreme Court to make some sort of sweeping motion within the next couple of years, it's just going to make it legal everywhere.
Okay, five DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, cases are up before the Supreme Court or have gone to the Supreme Court. They've been pushing off the date, but possibly this week the Supreme Court's going to decide will they hear one or all of them, and will they hear the Proposition 8 case in California. Mm-hmm. Now, if they hear it...
I hope they don't hear it.
We're hoping they don't hear it, because that way it'll have narrow... significance. It'll only apply to California.
It'll only apply to California, but California is a huge state.
But it'll legalize marriage then in California.
Exactly.
Because it just lets the lower court ruling stand.
Right.
And it puts some wonderful precedent on the books.
It does.
That's a brilliant case.
It does.
But the DOMA cases, those are to throw out several parts of DOMA. One part that says that the federal government doesn't have to recognize, and then another part that says that other states don't have to recognize each other.
Right.
Well, that could be a sweeping.
And I don't know how soon, but there is talk to have DOMA just repealed altogether.
Mm-hmm. By
President Obama. So.
In the Republican House that we have right now, what are the chances of that?
Yeah,
in the next 2 years,
getting out. Yeah.
Yeah. So not going to happen. And here's again what I don't like about that. I don't like the idea of our rights going up for a vote. But I also don't like legislatures that can, or a Congress that can vote us rights, because they can take them away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whereas the Supreme Court is the most stable. If they rule, then it becomes, you know, they define what the civil rights are.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So we don't have any of that. And that's really where I kind of prefer. But I kind of like that now legislatures have approved, governors have signed, people have voted, courts have voted. It all seems to be moving in our direction.
Yeah. Some mayors across the country have voted for it, or signed on with it.
Yes, absolutely. Not ours.
Not ours.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... This Wednesday, we're running out of time. Tuesday, 8 o'clock, there's going to be a big rally. Bring signs.
Bring signs. We'll have markers and some signs available for you to create, or you can carry one that we've already made. But come out, get visible, get equal.
Great. And then 9 o'clock, you go in, you hear your first, you have your first hearing, your first appearance. You'll find out whether or not the... county is planning on really being jerks.
Death penalty.
Yeah, death penalty or dismissal.
Well, I guess at the end of the day, I guess we can be thankful that we're not in Uganda.
Yes, we are. We are.
We really are.
And that's it for us for Lambda Weekly. Our guest next week is
Herschel Weisfeld, who's running for city council in Dallas in the district that we're in right now. So,
thanks and good luck, guys.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
I'll see you Tuesday. I will be down there. Anybody is welcome to join the marriage protest.
Absolutely.